Hello?
Oh, hey, Meredith?
No, sorry, this is Mel.
Oh, my bad. Mel who?
Mel Fisher.
Huh, interesting.
You know, you're the one who called me, right?
I know, but Fisher? Really?
What's wrong with my name?
Nothing's wrong. It's a great name. Lovely. Has a Celtic flair, or perhaps Greek?
What exactly is your point?
I can't remember who you are.
Oh, gee, thanks. Then why did you call?
Well, I was trying to get Meredith. Apparently you're not Meredith.
Nope, not Meredith. And you are?
Felicia?
Wait, why does that ring a bell?
Hold on. Oh, I have you saved as Mel from that literature seminar?
It's that Professor Ryder seminar. Grapes of Wrath and Other Low-Hanging Fruit?
Yes, that's what it was.
Wow, that was what, a year ago? Worst class I've ever taken, by the way.
I thought it was kind of charming how he talked to us about his personal life.
You mean his divorce?
He had a rough time, and I can't believe it's been a whole year. It was around this time we had to hand in the first draft of our papers. I'll never think about James and the Giant Peach the same way again. And I still don't know how to format on Word. Never will.
And you still have my number?
Yeah, why not? Did you delete mine?
Well, we didn't really talk after the course, and... hang on a second.
29.95, please.
One sec. Here you go.
Do you have 5 cents?
Are you still there?
What? Yeah, I'm still here. No, I don't have 5 cents.
Why not?
Sounds like you're busy.
No, I'm fine. What do you mean, why not? Who carries around 5 cents? I rarely even have cash. It's... Never mind, just keep the change.
Well, it was fun catching up with you, but maybe I should go.
Fuck Christmas!
What did you say?
I said, fuck Christmas. Happiest season of all my ass.
What makes you say that?
Are you kidding? Where do I even start? All that put on laughing and smiling because it's cold outside. The awkward yearly conversation with Grandma about why I still don't have a boyfriend. Oh, and the commercialization of it all. When will everybody wake up to realize Santa is just an avatar for the Coca-Cola company?
Tell me about it.
First of all, how have we as a society agreed upon that it's charming when an obese old man breaks into our homes every year, but when I do it once, that's a call for a restraining order?
Should I ask?
I was young. It was a different time. Let's just say I can't exactly stand front row at a Little Mix concert.
Wow.
Besides... how does it ruin the Christmas spirit to tell my little brother that it's his broke-ass sister spending her hard-earned cash to buy him presents? Fuck Santa Claus. He's not coming to my town if I have anything to say about it.
It's hard to forget that he sees you when you're sleeping.
Creep.
What else do you hate?
The romantic Christmas movies that don't make any sense.
Like Love Actually, every single man in that movie behaves horribly.
Ugh. Men can't live with them.
Can't live without them?
Debatable. And let's not forget about that quote-unquote new Christmas music by pop stars who think their version of Silent Night will redefine the genre. There's no artistry in that, just a cash grab.
No thanks, booty call. And what about the obligatory same new Starbucks drinks? How many more nut-flavored lattes do they think we need?
Those are the exception. I'm literally holding one in my hand.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were.
I know it's basic as fuck, but they're making it hard to resist. I gladly boycott them year-long, but when they put that shit in a red cup...
That's a game changer?
Exactly.
Is that what you didn't have change for?
Well, aren't you nosy?
Oh, I didn't mean to.
It's a Christmas gift for my brother. He's 12 now, and has this, in my opinion, unhealthy obsession with Jamie Oliver. So he gets the new cookbook. That guy puts out another cookbook every year. Like, how many variations of minced meat can you have?
He sure likes to show off his spotted dick.
His what?
It's a British dessert. I thought you'd get the joke.
Oh, no. I got it, Felicia. You're on the naughty list for sure. Why did we ever stop talking?
Well, you deleted my number.
You didn't use it.
Fair point. I wasn't sure that you actually liked me.
Are you kidding? You were the funnest person in that class. I thought your paper presentation was hilarious.
It wasn't supposed to be.
And that article you shared with me saved my life. By which I mean my grade. You're smart and funny. Who wouldn't like you?
I can think of one or two people. I can't believe it's Christmas Day. Is that I Can't Believe It's Christmas by Boutique Hall playing in the background? Horrible, what happened to that guy?
Tragic, right? Anyway, I'm still at the mall, but I'll probably head out soon. Getting some kitsch at the Christmas market for Grandma. What are you up to tonight?
I have to work on my seminar paper.
On a Friday night? That's no fun.
So? You're just out to shop presents.
At least I'm out.
And I was going to call Meredith anyway?
To meet with her.
Well, no, to get notes.
That's sad. You should come hang out with me.
I have to get this done soon.
Your loss. Finally made it out of the shopping hell. Just have to make a pit stop before I go to the market.
Getting another Starbucks drink?
I know you're joking, but those are literally the only thing about Christmas I'm looking forward to every year.
That's the one thing? Not even the gift exchange with your family?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's my one guilty pleasure. Starbucks, I mean. Everybody has one. I'm not usually that basic.
You're not?
Oh, piss off.
I didn't mean to.
What's yours?
What's my what?
Guilty pleasure.
I'm not sure that
oh, I... Oh, come on, Felicia. Everybody has one.
I guess if you count asshole men as a guilty pleasure, then that sure seems to be mine.
Are they even a pleasure?
I'm honestly not that sure.
So, which meathead got your brunette hair to a bunch?
My hair is fine, thank you.
Just to clarify, you're still brunette, right? Or did you bleach it bright pink like the rest of the existentially burnt girls at uni?
I think pink hair is cool.
Please tell me you're still a brunette, or I am hanging up.
Relax, my hair is still brown.
Well, hallelujah and merry fucking Christmas.
Crisis averted.
So, is there one meathead in particular that's got you down?
What makes you think that?
My guess is you're still sitting in your room, most likely wrapped in some hideous blanket while everybody else is out having fun.
Not everybody is, and my blanket is chic.
Talking to some girl you haven't spoken to in over a year, even though you're so busy. While actually meaning to talk to another girl just for some notes you probably don't even need for a paper that isn't due for another month. Only to return to your lonely night in. Is that about right?
So what if it is?
And on the phone! Who still does phone calls? What year is it? 2006? How do you even make calls? From a flip phone? A fax machine? Or a landline?
You can't do phone calls from a fax machine?
Here's the way I see it. Either you got dumped hard or, I don't know, you got catfished by your mum? And now you're feeling too lonely to hang up, but not brave enough to meet me in person.
I didn't get catfished. Do people still catfish?
Dumped it is, then.
Fine, yes. I got dumped like a hot potato. Are you happy now?
I'm sorry. That was harsh. I'm being pushy. I shouldn't make you talk about it if you don't want to.
He broke up with me last week. He cheated on me for over a month.
Oh. So soon before Christmas. That's tough. I'm sorry.
I thought you hated Christmas.
Oh, I hate it. But I still have one or two human bones in my body. Everything about this holiday is romantic, sentimental, bright. It can make you feel really lonely. Especially when you don't have that significant other to snuggle with at the fireplace, sipping hot apple cider.
What about you? You got a boyfriend?
Oh, honey. I'll tell you the same thing I've been telling Grandma for the last couple of years. I'm the one who makes the Yuletide gay, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I think I know.
I don't want any men under my mistletoe, if you hear what I'm saying.
Loud and clear.
I'm a homosexual, if you...
I got it! Jesus.
In any case, your ex is a complete arsehole. No one deserves to be cheated on and dumped like that.
Then why do I feel like I did?
Excuse me?
Sometimes I feel like I actually do deserve it. I guess I get it. No one likes the sad bitch. The girlfriend who can't get out of bed and doesn't want to go dancing on a Friday night. I suck at dancing. My feet do this shaky thing that makes people uncomfortable, and I sweat on my nose when I talk to new people and it looks like jewelry beads on my nose and...
Take a breath, honey.
He always told me that I talk too much. And that I was too quiet. I guess it depends on who's around. Can I be both?
I don't think you're either.
No one wants to date the self-loathing girl who gets nervous to make plans or cancels them last minute because she's too depressed to leave her apartment or even her bed. Guys want cool girls. Fun girls. Anxious and depressed girls aren't cool. Guess who he's dating now? Some Instagram model who writes inspirational captions under pictures of health food. He met her at a club because she's cool like that. And you know what's the most fucked up part of it? In their story, I'm the villain. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go full rant mode.
For fuck's sake, stop apologizing all the time.
But I don't...
No, stop it! Your asshole ex knows about your mental health struggle and decides you're not the cool girl. Then goes out when you need him to be there, cheats on you, dumps you, and you apologize? For feeling bad? What even is a cool girl? It sounds like he got the wrong message from watching Gone Girl. Men are trash.
Amen.
Your issues don't define you. This asshat? What's his name?
Adam?
Never mind, I like asshat better. If he couldn't see past your mental health problems and see you, then he needs a new pair of glasses and a slap across the face.
That's sweet, Mel, but trust me, I am kind of high maintenance. He had a valid reason. I would have left me too.
I mean, sure. You can't make him stay with you if he doesn't want to, but he could have tried to be less of an asshat.
Maybe. I just think that I could have also made more of an effort, you know?
Adam Newman.
Wait, yes. Do you know him?
Never heard of him before, but that is one rough-looking guy. Like a sleazy car salesman with a receding hairline.
He's not sleazy. Anyway, how did you...
Looked him up on Facebook.
That was fast.
Welcome to the digital age, Grandma. Anyway, it's his loss.
You can't mean that.
I do. I'm looking at your profile right now. You're a snack.
Stop it. You're ridiculous. I'm like a bland side of spinach at most.
Then what can I say? Spinach has never looked so good.
I'm not sure if that's the worst or the best compliment I've ever gotten.
Look, I know it's hard to see your own worth when you're feeling down. Believe me, I've been where you have.
Did the Starbucks barista give you two little cream in your latte once?
Because you just got dumped, I let that one slide.
Sorry.
Believe it or not, you're not the only one going through these kinds of things. About 2 years ago, I thought that I had hit rock bottom. I felt alone at Christmas. I thought I didn't have any friends. It's tough when everywhere you go, everything you see is this expectation of you to spend the perfect happy holiday with your perfect happy family, and tough luck if you don't have that. Because how dare you not be unconditionally happy during Christmas? When you're not what or who others want you to be. The holidays can be real tough.
And your family?
Not happy. Definitely not perfect. Turns out that when your parents ask you to keep the gay stuff on the down low, they don't expect you to bring a girlfriend to a big Christmas family gathering. Ex-girlfriend now, I guess. Anyway, we had a falling out, my parents and I. Some ugly things were said, some dishes were thrown. Maybe I provoked it. I did think my mum's face was priceless when I kissed my girlfriend at the time, hello at the door, until she kicked me out of the house.
I had no idea.
I moved in with my girlfriend for a while before I found my own place. Well, not my own. I have three roommates, but it's fine. And a side note, I don't recommend moving in with your partner for 3 months.
But you made peace with your family since then, right? I mean, you're buying them presents.
They finally figured that I won't snap out of being gay any day soon. They're letting me join Christmas dinner as long as I don't mention my condition to my brother.
I'm so sorry, that sounds horrible.
The point of the story is, I was absolutely miserable, much like you are now.
Thanks.
But I made it out, and so can you.
Not to be rude, but I think our situations are a little different. I didn't go through a rough patch. My life is a rough patch. I don't see a bright future ahead of me. I don't see how I'll ever become truly happy. How I become someone who laughs about nothing with her friends while holding mugs of hot chocolate.
There's no such thing as true happiness, Felicia. You're literally describing a stock photo. That's not real. No one ever lived a life that was just a constant stream of unbridled joy. It's ups and downs for everybody. You're entitled to your real feelings.
Are you telling me it's okay not to be okay?
It's valid advice.
Of course, Mel. Do you have any more?
Well, talking to other people helps. More than you'd think.
Sure. Only need to find someone to talk to.
I'm right here.
You're not serious, are you?
Why not?
You don't get it. You think it's that easy. I talk about my feelings and bam, no worries for the rest of my days. Everything is holly jolly.
I didn't say that.
Then what good will it do?
Maybe talking will make everything puppies and sunshine, but it's a damn good place to start.
You're not exactly a trained therapist, are you?
No, but I'm a lot of fun to be around, and I do encourage seeking professional help.
I don't know about that.
It helped me a whole lot, but I get it. It's an overwhelming idea, so you should start small by hanging out with me.
You really think that you can solve all my problems?
No, but I can make your night a little better.
How do you know I'm not enjoying my night in?
Are you really enjoying your night in writing papers?
It's just one paper.
Tonight, tomorrow, whenever, really, you can talk to me.
I barely know you.
So get to know me. Meet me for a chat. Rant about your shitty ex, or tell me about your paper.
You'd really let me talk about my paper?
That's what's on your mind, sure. You'll see that talking is a great start to get better. And a frappuccino. Frappuccinos are a great place to start.
But they're cold.
You must be joking.
Why would I joke? They're thick, cold, and gooey. And sweet. So fucking sweet. Like I'm drinking Santa's toilet water.
Wow.
Just my opinion.
A terrible opinion. But I guess you're entitled to it. Like I'm entitled to think you're wrong. So, Santa's toilet water is off the table. What do you actually enjoy drinking, when you're not drowning in your own tears?
I like tea, and sometimes hot cider. Hot cider is good.
Hot cider is the shit, and punch any kind.
Like the stuff they sell at Christmas markets?
Exactly, and a mulled wine. Oh, I love mulled wine. What's better than getting wasted from sweet and warm wine?
A good book?
There's no getting through to you, is there?
I guess I'd be down to try it sometime.
How about right now?
Wait, now? Like, right now, right now?
Yes, right now. I've given up shopping and I could use a buzz.
Maybe some other time.
Felicia, you're not going to feel any better if you don't live a little. Don't worry, I'm not going to make you dance. Unless...
No.
Well, sitting in your blanket burrito will only make you sweat and smell bad.
I guess you're right.
I know I'm right. Now go shower and find the most hideous Christmas sweater you have. I know you have one with, like, pink reindeers and shit like that.
How do you...
I can read you like a book. A good one. Without giant peaches.
That's probably the nicest thing you've said so far.
God, you're such a nerd. Let's go to the market on campus before I regret I asked and fuck some Christmas.
What does that even mean?
It means we're gonna get jolly and wasted.
Why did I agree to this?
Hey, it'll be fun, I promise. The least it will do is distract you from your own misery for a few hours.
You really know how to lift someone up, don't you?
It's my greatest pleasure, not guilty. See you at the Christmas market in half an hour?
I'll be right there.
Winter Blues was written and directed by Elizabeth Schlager and Philip M. Kreuz. You can find Elizabeth's Instagram at liza.schlager, that's Liza with a Z, and Philip is on Twitter at Philip M. Kreuz. Felicia was played by Katharina Reschenhofer. Mel was played by Lisa Sigismondi. The cashier was played by Philip M. Kreuz. The original song featured in the play was Can't Believe It's Christmas Day by Heath Breville featuring Tadpole. It was created by Tom Wood and will soon be released on Spotify. You can find Tom's work under twoodmusic.com. The Christmas Audio Play Series 2019 was produced by Marie-Therese Sauer and recorded and edited by myself, Leonhard Engelmeier. You can find my Twitter at Leo Engelmeier.